Tour before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is the second half hour, final half hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 edition. Yesterday afternoon, there was a huge announcement. The U.S. Senate Fund, Leadership Fund, announced its largest ever advertising reservation in its organization's history. $45 million coming to Michigan to support U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers. In addition to the state of Michigan, the initial $342 million investment will target 8 Senate races: Alaska, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Ohio. Senate Leadership Fund, its executive director, Alex Latcham, said in a statement, "The Senate Leadership Fund's historic investment is a testament to the strength of Mike Rogers and our commitment to flipping Michigan red in November. Mike is a trusted leader who will fight for Michigan's working families, the automobile industry, and we are confident that he will be the next United States Senator from the great state of Michigan." Additionally, the Senate Leadership Fund is spending heavily on streaming platforms, with an early reservation that is more than 66% larger than the organization's entire digital investment in 2024. Mike Rogers is a Michigan native, Army veteran, and former FBI special agent who worked in Chicago before serving in the Michigan Senate, as well as the United States House of Representatives. Just 2 years ago, November 5th, 2024 election, Rogers came within 19,000 votes of flipping Michigan's U.S. Senate seat, losing a close race to Elisa Slotkin. Well, yesterday's announcement comes on the heels of the Sentinel Action Fund and its sister 501c4 organization, Right Vote, announcing a combined spending of more than $15 million from their organization. So between these two basically PACs, Mike Rogers just got a commitment of $60 million to help him beat the Democrats' candidate in November. Folks, this is huge. When you look at the Attorney General Doug Lloyd, Secretary of State Anthony Ferlini, Mike Rogers in the U.S. Senate, these races combined with the Republican gubernatorial candidate, if we get the right nominee, this could be a red tidal wave this year in Michigan. I think with this kind of support, Mike Rogers is going to have some long coattails. I think the gubernatorial candidate will have coattails. I think it will help Ferlini win Secretary of State and Doug Lloyd win Attorney General. And while people are in it voting, they may just pull straight Republican and give us back the state Senate as well. We could end up with a Republican trifecta starting on January 1st, folks, of 2027. With the right gubernatorial candidate leading the way, we could potentially fix everything that's wrong with Michigan. We could absolutely flip and undo everything that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats' trifecta did to our state. Solar power, wind turbine power, 100% of our electric grid by 2040, gone. We could get right to work back, repeal prevailing wage, making our construction projects competitive in the private sector, fix the roads, fix the bridges, eliminate state income tax, reduce or greatly reduce and or eliminate property taxes, and making it all done at the local levels. This could be historic. And with this kind of money going into Mike Rogers' campaign support, not directly into his campaign, but paying for advertising, this could be game over for the U.S. Senate. Michigan will have split representation. Absolutely split. One Republican and one Democrat. This is going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. So that story, I saved it for the last hour because many of you started heading out for lunch. I wanted you to hear this on the radio. You need to let people know there's going to be a ton of campaign ads for Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. And then you factor this in with Perry Johnson's run for governor. This is going to be a game changer come the August 4th primary. Absolutely amazing. Another story I want to wrap up with today before we get into the final segment. Supreme Court. Walt Disney. Well, the Walt Disney Company does owe Michiganders unclaimed property dating back to 2002 after the Michigan Supreme Court declined to hear its appeal challenging the Treasury Department's determination. In one short sentence, late Friday afternoon, the High Court said it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed. What does that mean? Walt Disney Company filed a suit in Oakland County Circuit Court back in 2022 against Treasurer Rachel Eubanks, challenging her department's 2021 decision that the company owed unclaimed payments to Michiganders. The Treasury's department's examination began back in 2013 and dated back to 2002, which Disney argued exceeded the 10-year statute of limitations under the Uniformed Unclaimed Property Act. Treasury Department said its examination showed that Disney failed to report numerous properties due and owing to Michigan residents, and therefore sought nearly $533,000 from the Burbank, California-based company for what was called abandoned property. Michigan's Uniformed Unclaimed Property Act allows the treasurer to bring legal action against the, quote, holder of unclaimed property, which is then remitted to the state who holds the property until the owner reclaims it. Circuit Court sided with Disney, and the case has since bounced back and forth between the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals. The latter one, Court of Appeals, has considered the matter three times. Finally, the appeals court initially sided with Walt Disney, holding that Michigan could not collect unclaimed wages dating back so far. Well, March last year, 2025, the Supreme Court held that the SOL continues to run during the Treasury Department's examination and asked the lower court to consider whether the examination triggered a new SOL. August 2025, the appellate court held with the state. That triggered a new review. The case was then challenged and appealed by Disney to the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court gave their one sentence answer late Friday afternoon. Disney has maintained that they did follow the law and claim that all the property that became time barred during the examination still exists. They are now considering taking the case all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Interesting case. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Tuesday. I want to remind you that you need to go to your local clerk and get an affidavit of identity for precinct delegate. I took the time to do a podcast a couple of weeks ago about precinct delegate. What is it? What do they do? What is your commitment, obligations? How do you get involved? How do you do it? What are the reasons to do it? Why would you want to go to your local clerk and sign up to be a precinct delegate to get on the ballot August 4th this year? Well, if you want me to send you the podcast, I did it into a YouTube video with the audio track of my show being the audio portion of the video. Text me PD, precinct delegate. Now, this comes with a responsibility. You need to share this link with at least 10 other people in your county that you know that they may not have ever been a precinct delegate before. I need you to be a bird dog, a storyteller. I need you to share this video with new people. We want to bring new people into our county party, especially if they're like-minded like we are. If they're conservative patriots, we want them. And we want you. So my phone number for text messages during the show and after, 231-360-5140. Text me PD for precinct delegate. No, Officer Rick, it's not for police department. Precinct delegate. I will send you the link to being a precinct delegate here in the state of Michigan. And one of the things that I want you guys to understand, if you're a precinct delegate from 2024, you're done serving that term. When we went to the endorsement convention on March 28th, when they gaveled the end of that convention, we were done, your service was over. You are no longer required to do anything as a precinct delegate. So what you have to do now is go and get a new affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate. You get the form from your local clerk. You can also get it from the county clerk if that's more convenient, or your local clerk where you vote. And if you have a May 5th election, you can do it there. Ask for another affidavit of identity. You fill out your name, your home address, your email address, and your phone number. And you mark which party you want to be elected precinct delegate for, Republican or Democrat. Don't sign it. Call the clerk back up to the window so that they can watch you sign it and notarize your affidavit. They then will timestamp it, put the clerk's timestamp on it, and make you a copy. Keep that copy. Then what you need to do is get a hold of your county party's chairman. If you're new to the party, you've never gone to their meetings, you've never paid dues, call the chairman and introduce yourself. Find out when their monthly meetings are. Go to one of their next monthly meetings upcoming here in May, April, maybe later this month, April, May, June, definitely in July. Become a member. Get an application to be a member, fill it out, and pay the dues. Most counties are anywhere from $20 to $25 to $30. Become a paid member of your local county party. When you get the proof, probably around the middle of June, I asked Vicki about this because of the 45 days early voting, August 4th primary. Mid-June, we'll start getting ballots for absentee voters. You're going to get a proof in the mail. Open it. Check to make sure your name is spelled correctly on the ballot. For your township, look and see how many open seats there are. It'll say delegate to county convention. Vote for no more than 5. Well, if there's only 3 names on there, you're going to win if you vote for yourself. Text me PD. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCCY, Sheboygan. Bishop.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source.